This is the Cassie Conway's Rad Podcast, and I am Cassie Conway. I'm a six-figure celebrity hairstylist and makeup artist whose life radically changed after my dad's sudden death. I became a renegade to my past life of drugs and alcohol and decided to travel the world by myself. Join me as I share my journey of self-discovery, healing, and joy, as well as the people I met along the way. So this is my series from when I was in Costa Rica back in December/January of 2021, and I guess I just totally lagged on ever posting them, so enjoy the series. I was traveling there by myself. I was there at the beginning of it with some of my best girlfriends, and then I stayed a little longer, and that's how I came up with all this, so I hope you enjoy. Good morning from Costa Rica. I'm staying at La Dolce Vita in Samara. And I'm sitting on a swing and looking at the ocean. So it's very great. It's a great day. Just living in my bikini all day. Who needs shirts anymore? Not me. So it's 2021 and I've been really just thinking about what do I want this year to look like? You know, my 2020 wasn't bad. And it's mostly because I'm choosing not to believe that it was bad. Because I know that I had control over how I experience life and see it. So, I've done a ton of stuff. I've literally crossed the country. I've been in the car for 12 hours in one day. I've gone everywhere. I've gone forded rivers in my little SUV. The unnumberable amount of potholes I've gone through. Crazy. Just insane. So, but one of they have a saying here, it's para vida, and everything's really slow here. Which when you first get here as a Californian, you want to rip your face off. Because you're like, why isn't everything moving? And that's kind of like where I think we get it wrong. We're never present for the moment, you know? And that's a huge goal that I have for 2021 for myself. I started in 2020. It was to really be mindful and present, so less on my phone, more really getting to taste food, really getting to enjoy and feel what the sun feels like on my body, what the wind feels like through my hair, what the air smells and is like, and just like in writing, it's called splitting the second, where you take something and you split it apart and you dissect it as much as possible. And that's where I want to live from, is being so present and so grateful that it makes my heart hurt. And that's in any spot. You can't just be, don't just blow me off because I'm in Costa Rica. It's literally everywhere. If you're sitting on your couch right now, like, feel how soft your couch is. Smell it. Does it smell good? Does your laundry smell good? Like, there's joy in those simple things. So, but we were going to this waterfall, and I can't even remember the name of it. But so we are going to this waterfall, and it is like a billion steps to get there, right? So when you start this journey, you like instantly walk into this tunnel of like leaves and you're like, oh my gosh, this is the most beautiful thing ever. But people are just rushing through it, right? And you're like, you gotta go slower. This is like amazing. And so we're going and going, and we're walking down all these stairs and we're passing all these people and they're super tired. Because we're walking down to the waterfall. And as we're walking down, I just keep stopping. I'm like, I wanna enjoy this moment. Like, I wanna take everything of this in, right? Every second. I want it, every smell, every plant. And then we reach the waterfall at the bottom, and it's amazing. You can find pictures of it on my Instagram, but it is so beautiful. But I just wanted to really just enjoy that moment of time, of just the journey getting there. And then going up the stairs sucked, right? It's like your butt is on fire. But even in that, it's like, that was a powerful moment, because if you think about it, that's life. Like, we rush to get to this, like, from point A to point B, but there's all this stuff in between point A and point B, and we don't even acknowledge it or be grateful for it or even look at it or see it. And then we just want to see the pretty thing, right? And then we just want to go from that pretty thing to something that has no struggle. And that's not how life is. Like, life is this journey, and we go and we get to enjoy every step of the journey, get to see the beautiful thing. And then we get to, then sometimes there's a struggle afterwards, and but we know that we'll get through that struggle. Like, going up the stairs, that sucked. There was like 600 of them, and they're all, I mean, stairs uphill, so super steep. But even at the end of that journey, there's something beautiful, and there's something more powerful, because you feel stronger because you've overcome it. Like, that's huge. So even in wherever you're at, because obviously my podcast is about grieving, we're all grieving something. We've all lost something. And the more we loved it, the more it hurts to lose it. And it's the only way that we can heal is to not numb ourselves. If you numb yourself, you'll never heal. So you have to feel the struggle. But I promise that the struggle, I know it hurts and it's so hard, but I promise that the struggle is worth it in the long run, because you will grow so much. And don't numb yourself through it. Feel it to its entirety. See it. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. And especially during this moment, be kind to others, because you don't know what they're grieving either. But there is beauty in the struggle. I mean, they always say it, but there's something beautiful that'll happen at the end, I promise. But you have to have your eyes open enough and your heart open enough to live from a place of so much gratitude for the things you do have, that you can be able to see that beauty. Because if you don't look at it through having grace and gratitude, you'll blow right past it and you won't even acknowledge it. The energy we put out into the world is what we receive back. So if we want to be victims to what we're struggling with, we can totally be victims. But it's disempowering. You're just giving your power away to something that's inanimate, which is crazy. And it's just, there's just so much grace. Here's the really big thing too, the hugest takeaway is, before I really started working on this, I didn't know what grace was. I wanted to receive grace from other people, but I didn't know how to give grace to anyone and be able to be gracious to them when they're going through something. So by being able to slow down and appreciate the journey and appreciate the struggle, be able to and give yourself grace, and you can give others grace, that and not take things so personal too. That's another huge one. Just because it's the struggle is giving you grace. If you never struggled, you'd never see anything beautiful in your life, because you never have to work for it. Everything would be beautiful, and you'd be bored. So that was one thing that I definitely learned while I was on this waterfall excursion, is that I want to enjoy the struggle. I don't have to like it, but I also don't have to hate it so much that I just sit and wallow in it and torture myself and be a victim. It's okay. You can struggle. Because we struggle knowing that there's something beautiful at the end of it, and we'll become stronger. Like, my butt's tighter from all the stairs. Just kidding. It already was. And then here's another one. Okay, so how they drive, this is a driving metaphor. How they drive is crazy here. The roads are crazy. I forded rivers. The freeways are two lanes, one going left, you know, like two lanes, you know? So when there's a slow car, you go around, you turn your turn indicator, you go around it, but you got to make sure the other side is clear. What I've learned, I was driving with someone and it was totally clear to go. I was halfway and they go, stop. I stopped. I went back behind the really slow car, even though it was clear for me to go ahead. And in that moment, I was definitely like, okay, this is a learning moment. you know what I learned? People are gonna stop you from doing things that you might succeed at. And I'm gonna take back my, that you will succeed at. People are gonna stop you all the time. Your friends, your family, they're gonna warn you of things. Maybe stop, don't do that. And you go, okay, I'm not gonna do it. But then you take away the opportunity that you could ever succeed at it. And I think there's a lot of times that people go, oh, I can't do that because it's blah, blah, blah. And we always couldn't have put these excuses and we listen to other people that say, stop, you can't do that. That doesn't serve me. That doesn't serve you. Because then they stole your opportunity. So one huge thing is trust your instincts, trust your gut, trust yourself. If you know you can do something, go fucking do it. Because no matter what, if it doesn't work out, you needed to learn from that situation anyway, so it wasn't a loss. Because going back to the struggle, you're gonna grow and be stronger from that, right? Same thing with me not going and passing that car. And I was like, ugh, now I'm stuck behind this slow car for like another 30 minutes. Through that struggle, I learned I'm not gonna listen to anyone when they tell me to stop and they don't have all the information, they don't know what I know, they don't feel what I feel. Why are we listening to other people? Trust yourself. So these are my life lessons from Costa Rica. There's beauty in the struggle. Something awesome always comes out on the other end. And sometimes it's a struggle to, you know, even see what's beautiful. But then that's where we shift our mindset and we look for gratitude. So I hope you guys like this. I hope you know that you have so much power over your life and you can make a decision right now to actively be a renegade for hope for your friends and family during this moment. They can watch you transition and change your entire life into something amazing. And that you're gonna have a great day today. So you can, if you're watching me on YouTube, you can find me on my podcast at Grieving with Gratitude on everywhere you can find podcasts. You can also find my Instagram at Cassie Conway is Rad. And then if you're listening to my podcast, you can find me on YouTube. So I'll see you guys later. DM me if you have any questions about where I'm traveling, what I'm doing. Hope you guys have a great and wonderful day. Bye. So here's a word from our sponsor. Hey guys, so when I first started doing this, I had a billion recordings and I literally had no idea how to distribute them anywhere. And that's when I downloaded the free Anchor app. And I am so grateful I did because it was a total game changer. Anchor is a one-stop shop allowing me to record, edit, and distribute all my content at once. The best thing is that it's super easy to navigate and I can take it with me anywhere I travel in the world. So if you have something to say, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to start sharing your message with the world. Thanks so much for listening. I'm so excited to be a part of this journey with you. And please follow me on Instagram for daily motivation at Cassie Conway is Rad, and help a sister out by leaving me a review and screenshotting this episode and tagging me. I love you guys, and remember, you can be a renegade in your own life, creating the love, joy, health, and abundance that you are seeking.